Music is the food of love, so we are told. Music is certainly a gift given to us by God. It can convey all kinds of emotions: happiness, sadness, joy, despair, celebration, loneliness, love, even hate. Music takes us high, music takes us low. There is a vastness in its reach and range. Some sounds great, some sounds soothe. The tempos vary, largo to prestissimo, the volume changes, pianissimo to fortissimo. Whether we like the slowest beat or the fastest beat, something to sway to or something to jive to, God has gifted music to us. Whether we like the loudest triple 40 resonating through our bones or the softest triple piano, barely a whisper, God has given us the food of love, music. Through it, everything that breathes can praise the Lord. And that's exactly what we're here this morning to do. We're here to praise the Lord in our songs of praise. Songs of Praise is a culmination of the weekend of invitation that we've just been working our way through, a variety of events where we've been able to invite people who are maybe not normally with us to come and join us. And we've certainly had some fun over the last few days doing exactly that. And I just want to take a moment to say thank you to everyone who's played a part in that, big or small, whether you were part of the organising group or whether you were one of the folk that came along because you were invited. Thank you for playing your part. Our first hymn is 198 in your hymn books, and I chose this one. It's Let Us Build a House Where Love Can Dwell. I thought perhaps that it summed up this weekend, where we've been inviting people to come along and be part of our community here at Cults Parish Church. And I hope that we do build a house where love can dwell. So let's stand and sing together 198, Let Us Build a House Where Love Can Dwell. Seated for our next hymn, and this is one of the ones that Jam chose, and I think it's a Sunday school favourite of just about every generation. It's 564, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know.
Something with a good tune, something you can hum along to, something you can enjoy listening to, and something that sticks in your head and stays with you. This is one of these hymns that does that for us. It's an easy tune to sing along to, so you can focus on the words rather than having to concentrate on getting the notes right. It's the two facets of the Lord, the meekness and the majesty, the God in heaven, with the harps and the angels and all that nice stuff. And then down on earth, where things are a little bit different, when Jesus came down and was just one of us, and just worked with the people around him. It's one of those ones that really kind of gets you, because you can just get the feeling of the Lord and his work on earth.
About the pilgrimage I made to the Holy Land last November in the company of Pia, who's sitting at the back, and some members of the Guild from throughout Scotland. We visited many holy places throughout Israel and Palestine associated with Jesus' life and the deeds that he did. And in each of these places, there was a church. Usually a modern church, but built on the ruins of the foundations of earlier churches. And in every one of these little churches or big churches, we held a service, a prayer, an appropriate reading, and we sang a hymn. Now, we're not the only pilgrims there, unfortunately. There were hundreds of them. And some of the places that we had to visit and look around, they were so noisy. And sometimes we had to queue up to have our little service or to sing our song. And it didn't feel very holy at all at sometimes. But there was one occasion when we were by ourselves and we were in the open air and on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Behind us was the range of hills where Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, and where the miracle of the loaves and fishes took place. Little further along the shore was where Jesus appeared to Peter and other disciples after his resurrection. You'll know the story. They were out fishing and they couldn't catch anything, and this man on the shore told them to cast their net on the other side, and they caught lots of fish, and then Jesus cooked them breakfast on the shore. Well, there we were on that very shore. The sun was shining, the water was gleaming, it was blue, and we were alone, and it was quiet, and we celebrated communion. And that is why when Shuna asked me for about a favourite hymn, my first choice was Be Still, for the Presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here, the gathering hymn we sang today. We pilgrims sang it in that holy place, on that wonderful, peaceful shore. I tell you, it sent tingles down my back and tears to my eyes. And if John Troup were here, he's on holiday, he would have chosen the same hymn for the very same reason. On another day, we travelled to Mount Tabor, and that rises 2,000 feet above a plain. The mountain is like a cone, like a volcano. And we had to be taken up, not in our big bus, but in little minibuses, up zigzags, about 15 of them. It was a bit hairy. But when we got to the top, you can imagine that behind the church, we went over and we could see this amazing view over the plain of the Jezel Valley. This is by tradition in the Catholic Church, the site of the Transfiguration of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all give similar accounts of how Jesus and three of his apostles, Peter, James, and John, went up the mountain to pray. And on the top of the mountain, Jesus begins to gleam with bright rays of light. His face was shining like the sun, and his clothes were dazzling white. Then the prophets Moses and Elijah appeared next to him, and they talked with them. And a cloud came over them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am well pleased. listen to him. To commemorate this awesome event, the Transfiguration of Christ, there is a beautiful church at the top of this mountain, and in it we held our little service. The hymn chosen for this occasion was very fittingly, "How Great Thou Art," a triumphant hymn and deservedly one of the most popular hymns in Britain today, and it's one of my favourites. It conjures up such imagery, the wonders of the universe in verse 1, and in verse 2, I always think about hill walking in our glorious Scottish countryside. And then the final two verses, it just sums up the mysteries at the heart of our faith. Mysteries lead us to joy and hope. And finally, it has a cracking good tune.
Next hymn, "Will You Come and Follow Me," which is also known as The Summons, is Scottish and was written by John Bell in 1987. It's set to the tune of Kelvin Grove, a traditional Scottish melody which many of us will remember from our school days. Its text contains 13 questions asked by Jesus in the first person. The initial four stanzas with the questions are in Jesus' voice, and the fifth stanza is the singer's response to them. The hymn is based on Mark 1:16-20 and alludes to Jesus calling his disciples to follow him. Some hymns speak to us, and this is one that speaks to me. On this weekend of invitation, I hope it speaks to you too.
Was chosen by Emily, so she just takes her time coming down those stairs. I'm going to just pick up on Irene's comments about the Holy Land and Mount Tabor in particular. I've also been to the Holy Land on a pilgrimage, and I have to say that was the most beautiful place. It was full of people, but it was, despite that, it was still a place to find the presence of God, and it really was one of my favourite places. And you chose one of my favourite hymns to sing in memory of that, because "How Great That" to me really is a wonderful, wonderful hymn. It just says everything we need to say about God. But Emily is going to introduce the hymn that she's chosen for us to sing.
I've picked "Take This Moment." This was the opening hymn at our wedding. The words are perfect for a wedding day, as they talk of growing in a relationship together. It's also a great hymn to sum up the life of the church, I think, and "Take My Talents and My Skills," the words of the last verse, is how we join together to make the church work. And just as a closing part, I always play from the Common Ground version, as just as a bit of fun between the verses. The little piano part in the right hand sounds a bit like a guitar riff, and that's why I like playing that version.
Our last hymn was written by Charles Wesley in 1738 to celebrate his conversion to Christianity, which he reckoned took place on the 21st of May that year. It's amazing what you can learn on Google. It's regarded as one of the best loved of his 8,000 odd hymns, and I like it because it's got great words and a super tune.